The pasuk says in the Bamidbar that Bilam went ahead and he had his nevuah neifel. So that the Chachamim brings that the medayik in the lashon doesn't mean he was lying down, doesn't mean he was sleeping. If he'll be sleeping, what means sheichet? Neifel means he fell. So therefore, the Medrash says, "Kishay nigla alav leyakoyach lamla ragla v'neifel al pana," that when he was get the nevuah, because he'd be standing up, and then the nevuah would come, and he wouldn't have the strength to stand, or be so overwhelmed that he would collapse. Neifel apada. The fishaya aro. Since he was an aro, umoz, and the aro umoz, it goes together, and as he was a, and the aro made a moz, the osnigla becomes kubin apada. Therefore, he could not have the truth is. See, here they have but the way they're reading it here, which may be a better reading, show aro stop, umos, and it's mos to have nikola become its kufa defana. Okay. Okay, so that's what the Rashi says here. Now the Rashi, same Rashi, same thing says it by Bereishis. Says Vayipo Avram Apanav. So Rashi says, why is it Vayipo? Shahad Shalomol, till he had the meter. Lo yo koyach lamod, he couldn't have koyach to stand. And he says, Vizesh Shom Nemar Bibilam, we have the same thing by Bilam, Noyfo Vigido Enayim. So Rashi himself equates the Bilam and Avram Avinu, that both of them the same thing, that since they were lacking in its mida, therefore they couldn't stand. So let's first take the Rashi and Bereishis separately. It says Avram Avinu couldn't stand because he was missing bris mida. Now, assuming it's the same reason, so it's the same story that Moyes Yel Nigala become a scoop of the funnel. Why should that be? It's Avram Avinu's fault that he didn't have a bris mida. It's not his fault. It wasn't mitzvah. Avram Avinu was a tzaddik. Did everything he could do. It's Avram Avinu, the Mefarshim, I'm pretty sure Mefarshim asked Akasha. Avram Avinu, it says, he kept the Kol Torah before it was given. So why didn't he keep bris mida also? So they say, because since Avram Avinu knew b'nevuah he was going to get bris mida later, so he didn't want to keep it because God mitzvah mi'aisa, mishena mitzvah aisa. So he would have done the bris mida, just like he kept all the mitzvahs. But he couldn't do it because he has to wait till he gets a tzivoy, because God mitzvah aisa. Someone said that, I don't remember, one of the Gedolim. So the ma'isa, Avram Avinu is a super tzaddik. Right. Can't be a bigger tzaddik than Avram Avinu, basically. There's no tain on him. It's not like he did anything wrong by not having a bris mida. He probably has even makshava toivim istar efes lemaisa. He wants to do a bris mida, but he can't because he's an oines. He didn't get the tzivui yet. I gotta wait for the tzivui. So why can't he stand? Teretzi, because what? Okay, you're missing. You're missing it. We're not blaming you. It's not a tzvi against you. It's not a rishis on your part. But it's a mitzias. There's this tumah in you. Not your fault. No one's blaming you. But there's a tumah in Avram Avinu. So he can't stand for the nevuah. Okay. I think I can hear that. Now we come to the other Rashi. We come to Bilam. It says that Bilam, Rashi says, why did he fall? Because the fishay aro, Rashi says in both places, mashma, that if Bilam would not have been aro, let's say Bilam would have gotten a bris mida. Now I'm not sure whether to get a bris mida, you have to be yotzi bris mida. I don't know whether bris it just means cunning, you have to be a proper cunning. I'm not sure. Kol de matan Torah, maybe even a goy could do bris mida. We have that by yotzi if he had the mitzrim doing a bris mida. We have that Yaakov told B'nei Shechem that it's a gnayin on of the people without a prismita. So maybe before Matan Torah, Goyim could also do prismita. I don't know. Don't know. But if Lo Yitzor, Bilam would have had a valid prismita, however that is. So it's Mashma from Rashi. It's pretty befeirish. Then he would have been able to stand up for the Nevuah. Right? It's pretty much befeirish. Just why did Bilam could not stand up for the Mita, for the Nevuah? Because he was an Oro. But Rashi says in both places. So you have the Koyach Hatzir. You have two people. Let's take the Lo Yitzor Bilam versus Avram Avinu. Right? We have Bilam with the way Bilam is, right? We have the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. It's just an added tzir. The Mishnah says, "Kol mi sheisho shlosha dvarim alado, mitalmido shel Avram Avinu, v'shlosha dvarim alachem, mitalmido shel Bilam Rasha." Right? It basically says that the all midas tzivos, the father of all midas tzivos, is Avram Avinu. The father of all midas rais comes from Bilam Rasha. Bilam Rasha. One of the things is he was mezana with his asam, right? Even the lowlifes today, I don't know, most of them have not gotten to that level, being mezana with their asam, right? So he's basically, the Bilam is the lowest of the low. Avram Avinu is the greatest tzaddik of the tzaddik. So now we have a Lo Yitzor. We have Avram Avinu and the madrega that he was on, but he wasn't yet mitzvah with the bris mita, and therefore he couldn't have a bris mita. Versus Bilam Rasha, with all his rishas, with being mezana with his asan, with his ayin rav eruah gavoa v'nevesh rechava, but he got a bris mita. So it comes out with Rashi saying that Bilam would have been able to stand up more against, he could handle the kedusha of the nevuah in that state more than Avram Avinu. Like it's an unbelievable seer. Like, what's going on here? He's a Rasha. Okay, happens to have a bris mita. He's not a tzaddik. No one's going to say that Bilam got a bris mita to be a tzaddik. Bilam is the world's greatest Rasha. He's definitely among the world's greatest Rishon. He's a lowlife. He's being Oiveri Surei Kareis. He's being Mizane. He's a Ganav, a Roseach, whatever. You name it, right? It's Bilam. Okay, he got a bris mita. Avram Avinu, he's the biggest Baal Musar, the biggest Baal Chesed, the biggest Tzaddik, the biggest Anav, the biggest Baal Chesed, everything. He doesn't have a bris mita. So how can it be that when it comes to, it gets a Nevuah, Avram Avinu can't handle the Kedusha, and he has to collapse? He doesn't have Koyach. Avram Avinu wouldn't have Koyach Lamed Araglav. Rashi says, "Lo yakoyach lamod." He wouldn't be able. It's too much kedusha. I can't handle it. And Bilam can handle it. And it doesn't make sense. So what you see, a tremendous yisoid, is that we don't appreciate the intrinsic value of a mitzvah. In other words, there's mitzvahs that we understand that a person gets scarred for mitzvahs because you did the ratzon of Hashem. That we understand. A person is Meister Nefesh should do the Ratzon Hashem. Obviously, as far as doing the Ratzon Hashem, Avram Avinu is a million miles ahead of Bilam, even if Bilam had a bris mita. Right? Because Avram Avinu does every second of the day, I'm sure Avram Avinu fulfilled the Shulchan Aruch, that he Shviz Hashem the Negdi Tomid, and everything he did was Hashem Shemayim, etc., etc. And Bilam is doing everything Hashem Taiva and Kavod. Okay? So if you come mitzad, the might of listening to Hashem, Abraham is way ahead. But the Maisa, the Mephoreshim, they all say that mitzvahs are not just that Hashem told you, go run around the block. So I ran around the block. So listen, I did what Hashem told me to do. You know, boss, you gave me a job, I worked for you, I deserve to get paid. But there's certain intrinsic reason for a mitzvah. There's a reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvahs as a chesed, because he knows Hashem created the world, and he knows what, and he says, don't eat treifa food, because treifa food is not healthy for you. Do this mitzvah will give you kedusha. This mitzvah will give you, takes away from you tumah. So the ma'isah, Hashem created the world, is a mitzvah of an Arel, and Arel gives you tumah. Avram Avinu is an Aynas. It's not his fault. No one's blaming him. But he has that tumah. Bilam, if he got a bris milah, he doesn't have that tumah. So that makes such a tremendous difference. In other words, what I think here is it's amazing to hear, which can help inspire us to do mitzvahs, is that it's not just the scar of the mitzvah. You know, you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're a tzaddik, oh, you are meiser nefesh, you do what Hashem tells you to do, such a good person. We have to hear that a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows the secrets of creation, he created the world, he knows what causes the hashpah on us, what affects us. And the mitzvahs are made, even if Lo Yitzur, forgetting, and even if it's mashma Lo Yitzur, you know, that Bilam would have gotten a bris mila ba'ainas gamur, you know, not to his credit. It would be the same thing. A baby gets a bris mila, prison gets a bris mila. I don't know if the baby gets credit for a bris mila. He didn't do it. You know, we are no bechira, but that's enough. In other words, it's not the kiyum of the mitzvah that does it here. It's not because Bilam was mekayim mitzvahs, because Bilam compared to kiyum mitzvahs, he's no shaychus to Avram. And a baby who has a bris mila, he's no kiyum mitzvah. It wasn't his bechira to have the bris. It wasn't his no kiyum a mitzvah. The baby's mekayim a mitzvah of having a bris, and it's smashing. He wouldn't have this problem. It's a mitzias. There's a certain intrinsic teva of the world of having an aro. Forget it. It's not the mitzvah shabbat. And that is such a strong force that it outweighs all the schusim. I'm not saying as far as going to Gan Eden, but as far as Kedusha, as far as being able to, there's obviously Avraham Avinu, without the bris mila, is going to go to a much higher level of Gan Eden than Bilam with the bris mila. But as far as his madrega in his ability to retain Kedusha, to be a vehicle to handle a nevuah, Bilam would be on a greater potential of retaining Kedusha, because his body is more roy for Kedusha. That's the mitzvah. So that when a person doesn't, with the bris mila, doesn't, it's besides the mitzvah, forget about the mitzvah. It just transforms us and makes us valuable to accept Kedusha. And it's mistaver that other mitzvahs are the same. Is that because that it's not just bris mila, other mitzvahs? We don't understand why bris mila does this. We don't understand the hashpah of every mitzvah. But every mitzvah and every aveira, we have to hear that there's a reason behind the mitzvahs. Even though we don't, there's a whole tumult whether we're supposed to learn the reasons or not learn the reasons. So, you know, Rabbi Shai Cohn says you got to learn the reasons because then you'll be more committed to it. And other people say, B'tafka, you shouldn't really learn the reasons because we don't understand those reasons, and those reasons, we forget, makes us belittle the mitzvahs. But even if we go with the Mahalach, I think the Kubbal approach from most people is they don't learn the reasons. But we don't learn the reasons, but we have to believe that there's amazing reasons. And it's true that we have to, this is a shvut to hear, that there are tremendous, tremendous reasons behind the mitzvahs. And there's a truism to them. And it's not just mira that they say shatnez is a certain ruach, I forgot already, that it causes that there's he brings a maisa in the what's the name of the sefer, I forgot the name of the sefer, brings a maisa that there's someone in the Mir Yeshiva when they were in Shanghai, they were given, someone donated to the Bnei Yeshiva suits, they ever should get a free suit. And the guy went, took a suit and daven Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and he couldn't daven any kavana. And then he took off his new suit, put on his old suit, and he was able to daven, and sure enough, there was shatness in the suit. And it brought down this fire, and that shatness goes ahead. It's the Ruach HaTumah. Doesn't let you dive in. It says it's brought down. Apparently, in the Svar, the Or HaChaim brings it, I think. That, so he suspected. He can't dive. It's unusual, weird. He can't dive in. So that there's not just, you know, Xeris HaKosev. And we have to hear that every mitzvah, we don't know what, we're not learning Kabbalah. to go ahead, we believe that the reasons, there's Kabbalah behind the reasons, they understand the Kabbalah, why an Oro makes you Tameh. No, I have no idea why an Oro makes you Tameh. What's the difference? If you have the piece of skin, you don't have the piece of skin. But it, in Kabbalah, there's a difference. And it's in all the mitzvahs and all the Averis. And the realization that mitzvahs make such a difference. Yet it's here that Bilam, with all his rishis, is more roy. He can handle Kedusha. He can accept Kedusha with, once he gets a bris milah, greater than Avram Avinu without a bris milah. Because it's a metzias. The metzias is, when you have an orel, you're tameh. You just, that's it. There's nothing you can do about it. It's a metzias. You can't fight sin at all. You can't fight the metzias. You're sincere, you're naive, you're everything, but that's a metzias. So that the mitzvahs, I think it's a tremendous inspiration of appreciating the power of a mitzvah, and it should help us to overcome, you know, we have a yetzer hara, either not to do a mitzvah or to do an avera, to hear that forgetting about. We always say to avoid the yetzer hara, you think about the schar v'einesh. But this is not just a schar v'einesh. This is forgetting about the schar v'einesh. Avram Avinu was no einesh in Avram Avinu. But the ramification, what you're losing, the fact, the effect that it's going to have, according to the laws of nature, there are certain laws of nature that you can't forget about. So, okay, you got an excuse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to me with a tefillah. Why didn't I do this mitzvah? And I'm going to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the best excuse in the world. And I'm going to give him a great excuse. And I'm sure I'll get away with it. I tell you, how come you miss Zman Kriyat Shema? I got a great excuse. Avinu also had the best excuse. He had a better excuse. But it didn't help him. Because if you're missing the mitzvah, it affects you. So if you miss Zman Kriyat Shema, you can have the best excuse in the world. But you're missing. And it affects us. So it's in his iris, I think, to go ahead and to be machshiv and appreciate the totsa of mitzvahs.